Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est, and join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is An Iron Rose by Peter Temple, published by Text Publishing in 2005. Today is all about dredging up the past, blacksmithing and a body down a mine. Mac Faraday is trying to start a new life in country Victoria. He's woken up in the middle of the night by his neighbour's grandson, 16-year-old Lou. Lou found Ned, his grandfather, swinging from a rope in the garage. But Mac has known Ned for a very long time, and Ned is not the type to take his own life. Now, Mac has a past that he doesn't like to talk about. His life is now centred around his blacksmithing and ironworking business, his local pub, and playing footy in the local league. But he can't escape his past easily, both the way his brain works and the people who know him from his old life. Now, Mac helps Lou to clear out Ned's house and find some old newspaper clippings about a body found down a mine, a skeleton of a girl. Now, Ned was a really organised man and everything was thrown away very quickly. These clippings obviously meant something. Mac starts to delve deeper and finds Ned also had a strange appointment at a local girls' detention centre a few weeks before he died. He finds out that Ned used to work there in the mid-80s and made a complaint to the police about the centre at the time. Mac asks the police, who are looking at Ned's death, to investigate further, but they don't seem to care. And it's up to Mac to find out what happened. And as he scratches below the surface, he finds a world of abuse, murder, and cover-ups. Now, as I'm spending more time reviewing crime fiction, I'm realising that the plots themselves are really quite similar. You know, there's people missing, there's people dead, there's conspiracies and cover-ups. But it's what each writer brings to the story which make mysteries and crime fiction special. Now, in the case of An Iron Rose, one of the things that makes this book special is the Australian setting. This story takes place in towns outside Melbourne where I live, and Melbourne suburbs close to my own home. The setting is familiar and beautifully described. The local pub, the landscape, the chill of a wintry rural Victoria, and the rough and tumble of an ageing bloke footy match. Temple's prose is succinct and crisp, yet very poetic. In only a very few words, he can capture the essence of a setting or a whole life. I stopped a few times to savour the writing as well as wanting to push through the pages to find out who did it. Mac is a man who hasn't been able to do away with his past, but who desperately wants to start something new. He's inquisitive and persistent, as any detective should be, and he's driven to clear his friend's name. He also seems to have a way with the ladies, which I did find a bit of a cliche. He was almost James Bond-like in his conquests. He must be a pretty good-looking guy. But underneath the great writing and the setting, the story itself is intriguing and suspenseful. Mac finds himself facing into a grim world and finds answers to his own past, which he didn't expect. So if you like metalwork, people who can't escape their pasts, rural Australia, conspiracies and beer, I recommend you check out An Iron Rose by Peter Temple. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.